This is PWTorch.com editor Wade Keller with the Daily Keller Hotline for Thursday, September 18th. I'll be back tomorrow with my thoughts on Mick Foley's debut on TNA Impact. First, though, let's talk about the Jeff Hardy mystery. This is a story that did not need to be a story like it turned into. Jeff Hardy was not allowed on a Southwest Airlines flight in Nashville on Wednesday morning because he appeared to be intoxicated, according to a Southwest spokesman who told that to the Tennessean newspaper. The quote is, he was very cooperative and there was no altercation. There was no need to get police. That's it. He was offered a later flight, but he made other arrangements. Why did they, if that is all there is to it, why leave this a mystery for 24 hours almost? Why not just, if you don't know the story here, there was a report by PW Insider initially that said Hardy was escorted through an airport by security, no handcuffs, no incident, but he wasn't allowed on a flight. Then, Jason Paul at ProSing.net did a report looking up, or I'm sorry, he did a report on a spokesman for the airport saying that no incident had been filed regarding Jeff Hardy. So the mystery continued. But the UK Sun ran a story from a WWE spokesperson saying that they're investigating a situation. It sounded like they were aware that there was a situation to investigate. They weren't denying it or explaining it. And then Matt Hardy posts one of his too cute by half blogs where he talks about the situation with Jeff Hardy. He says, I had a nice celebratory dinner and some good fellowship with some WWE friends. I also had the best breakfast sandwich ever in the Nashville airport Wednesday morning. Then I took the nice easy flight back over to Raleigh and was back home before I knew it. That evening, myself, Jeff, and Beth had the best Japanese hibachi and sushi ever. Everything is good. Jeff and I will see you guys and gals on Sunday in Columbus. So he writes that, and it's like, maybe he just talks about every minute detail of his life typically in his blog. If so, that's really boring. And he needs a new hobby. But if he was saying that because he wanted to alleviate the idea that this was a big deal, what happened with Jeff, there's a way to go about that. And that's talk to WWE and say, let's just release a statement detailing what happened. Let's get the story out there, because it's not that big of a deal if Jeff had a few too many drinks and security just got cautious about it. I mean, Jeff looks kind of like a freak. He wants to. That's his job. During the filming of the Ultimate Insiders DVD that I did in L.A., Matt got done with his interview and we had to go find Jeff and we couldn't figure out where he went. He was in the bathroom painting himself. Jeff's different. He's a free spirit. People will forgive him for that. But what they did by letting this drag on all day is make it seem like it could be worse. Now, maybe that was a plot to get people to say things on the internet that they shouldn't say so they could reprimand them or sue them or say, see, the media, you can never believe them. They jump to conclusions. But if this is all it is, and I'm not saying that showing up at an airport visibly intoxicated, according to security, is completely innocent. But when it comes to being at a high level, it isn't necessarily at a high level of some sort of violation. So now we know, and if you didn't know, now you know, or whatever Christian says. I just think Matt Hardy's MySpace column was kind of cryptic and kind of took a situation a little too lightly. And I think I know what he's trying to do. He's trying to say, hey, look, no one spent time in jail. No one's being reprimanded that we know of. And we absolutely will be wherever we're going to be on Sunday as normal in Columbus. But I think just acknowledging that, you know, yeah, Jeff had a few drinks in security, as they should be, were being very cautious, and they wouldn't let him on the flight, and they found other ways to get home. I don't know. I just think it unnecessarily led to a day of speculation, but maybe that's what they wanted, a day of speculation for some reason. Reported earlier today that TNA wrestlers were given a packet of information regarding the company's new drug testing policy, the amped up version of it. They needed to do this. They needed to get a policy in place. I'm just saying that looking at the roster of TNA compared to WWE, there are stark differences now. And the key, and I've been told this for decades, the key to a red flag being raised regarding if someone's taking enhancements to get muscles is the trapezius muscle. The trapezius muscle is what leads from the neck to the shoulders. It's what Road Warrior Hawk had huge versions of, so huge that he could wear a dog collar and snap it off his neck by simply flexing his trapezius muscles. And I thought that was the coolest thing in 1984 when I first saw it. Road Warrior Hawk is dead, for a lot of reasons. Not because his trapezius muscles were big, but let's just say that lifestyle didn't help. That led to those trapezius muscles. So in TNA, there's a lot of guys walking around. Now, there's guys who just have naturally big trapezius muscles. There's guys who are just gym rats. And maybe TNA, because the wrestlers have lighter schedules, those guys... All right, that concludes the 5-minute free clip of today's VIP audio show. If you're interested in having access to the complete audio shows that run between 10 minutes up to sometimes an hour, 15 minutes each, just click on the VIP sign-up info button in the upper left corner of the screen at pwtorch.com on any page, right under our logo. And you can get more details on all the features you get with a VIP membership, including around 50 VIP exclusive audio shows per month, start to finish, along with a lot more ad-free access to the site, the PW Torch Today PDF bulletins that come out most days that I write with the breaking news and analysis, and so much more. Hundreds of back issues from the Torch newsletter, both in text and PDF format now, and a lot more. Just check out the whole list of VIP features. It costs $7.50 per month to become a member. It is cheaper if you subscribe for longer term. And we also have an availability of paper copy subscriptions to the Torch newsletter where you can have it delivered to your doorstep all 16 pages every week with news, analysis, exclusive columns, interviews, and more. And with a newsletter subscription, it's about 75 cents more per week to get the newsletter delivered to your home, but you get all the other online VIP benefits along with that. So basically, it's just cost of postage and printing we pass along to you. Otherwise, it doesn't really matter to us either way which option you choose. But if you'd like to get that 16-page paper copy delivered to your door, you might want to check out that option. Otherwise, you can go with the eSub option, and I hope you'll maybe give us a try for 1 month and see what it's like to have access to the complete VIP audio shows every single day. All right, that's it for me. Until next time, on behalf of the entire Torch staff, I thank you for listening, and I sign off.